Buffalo Gals, won't you come out tonight? Buffalo Bill, won't you come out tonight?
I might. Yeah.
Do a little Jimmy Stewart.
There's a possibility. Yeah. Carolyn Grimes is in studio with us, everybody. We know her, we love her as Zuzu from It's a Wonderful Life, and she's appearing at the Hollywood Palm Cinema this Friday and Saturday to celebrate that film. HollywoodPalmCinema.com has all your ticket information. Carolyn, it's great to see you again.
It's great to see you, too. I'm so happy to be here.
You
I'm
look fantastic. Well, I hope you never get sick of anyone saying that to you, but you do. You look just magnificent.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. You know what? I'm getting older every year. I feel it.
Well, you know, when you were a sweet little Zuzu, you know, you knew right then you were just such a beautiful person, and you really are. You are so sweet. I really look forward to having you in the studio, although I forgot you were here last year. I thought it was 2 years ago.
It's okay.
Time flies. It flies when you get older.
Well, you know what? I just have to say that I really feel like I was given a door to be Zuzu.
Yeah?
And I opened it, and I was given an opportunity to have a really wonderful life, touching lives, and sharing this wonderful film with so many people. So I'm blessed. I really feel wonderful about that.
How old were you, Carolyn, when you got the role? You were 6 years
uh-huh.
old. So
yeah.
You do remember, I'm guessing, quite a bit of the filming and what it was like, yeah?
Well, I was a veteran. I'd already done 4 films before I did that one. So, you know, it was just a job.
Just another day at the office for
was,
you.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't mind, let's start out with the director of the film, Frank Capra, who just made such a masterpiece of a film back then. What do you remember about Mr. Capra?
Mr. Capra was the kind of fellow that was very much a perfectionist, and he wanted things to be just right. But he didn't actually make you conform to the script.
Really?
You didn't have to do it verbatim, which was a real, it made for a very relaxed setting, and you weren't under stress that you had to say every word just so. It was important to him to get the thought out and do it in the own natural way that you wanted to do it. And man, that was great. I really like that. But I will never forgive him for not teaching me the words to Old Dang Zine.
You're still holding a grudge. I don't
she
like
boycotts
that.
The song now.
At the end, I'm just mobbing those words. Blah, blah, blah.
So what, you asked him to or no?
Oh, no. I didn't even know. But, you know, as an adult, I saw it. And it
now
made
I gotta
me
go
just
back
wanna
and
cry.
Look.
Well, I don't think Jimmy Stewart knew the words either because he stops singing and laughs at me. So, you know, I don't know.
You saved him.
I think I did.
Carolyn, it's hard for us to believe now because it's become such a part of the holiday season. But when this movie came out, when It's a Wonderful Life came out, it wasn't a big hit at all, was it?
Oh, absolutely not. It was a box office flop.
Yeah.
It sat on the shelf for 20-some years, and then they didn't renew the copyright in the early 70s, and that's when it became PD, public domain, and so then they started showing it everywhere. But I think there's a lot of reasons why it wasn't a success, and I think one of them is the fact that it was right after World War II, and people were wanting to be entertained. They didn't want to think. They didn't want to see a dark movie about a man who's going to commit suicide.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, it was released as a romantic comedy. Now, I don't think that was necessarily the case.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And also, it wasn't released until December the 20th at the Globe Theater in New York, and that was the first time it was out. Well, that's a little late for a Christmas movie. I mean, it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So,
although back then, wasn't that about the time they released things? Because now it's like Christmas movies come out in October.
Right.
I mean, it gets earlier and earlier.
Yeah, well, it should have been a little earlier than that.
I guess that is pretty close to Christmas
Sinbad
time.
Sinbad the Sailor was the movie that was supposed to be the Christmas movie that year for RKO Pathé, and it wasn't ready. So they came to Frank Capra, and they said, we want you to get your movie ready real quick, and we're going to have it be our Christmas movie. And it was never meant to be a Christmas movie. It was supposed to be released March of 1947.
Hmm.
So.
All these little fascinating facts are in one of your books, aren't they?
Kind of.
You have so many books out.
Which is the book that kind of explores the history of the movie and you in it?
The one that I wrote is Celebrating It's a Wonderful Life, and that has quite a little bit of it. But there's a lot of good books out there that really, there's a Marie Cahill book, there's the Jimmy Hawkins scrapbook. There's a lot of, most of them are out of print.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of good movies. Steve Cox had a really good book about the film. I mean, there's just so many people that take this movie into their hearts, and they just want to talk about it and learn about it. And it's just such a blessing to have this happen. It really is. Well, and this year, I'm also going to the Genesee Theater on Sunday. There's going to be a matinee and an evening performance. So I'm real excited about that, too.
You should be. Okay, so the Genesee on Sunday, two showings there.
Yes.
At the Genesee.
Is that in Elgin, or am I making that
No,
up?
It's in Waukegan.
Waukegan.
And I'm also going to tell you that I'm also having the best experience, the Allied First Bank in Oswego.
They gave you free money.
People, well, they give people a second chance for a wonderful life. Oh. And they have a Zuzu loan.
How about that?
Isn't that
you have
incredible?
Made it when you have a loan named after
I
you.
I know. And it's got little wings on it. It's the coolest thing. Yeah. Oh,
that ties in nicely. I asked you about Frank Capra and your memories of Mr. Capra. What about Jimmy Stewart? Was he as fantastic a human being as we all hope he is?
Yes.
He was. Good.
He was more than that.
Yeah.
He really was. He was the very best. He was his morals, his values, they were top-notch. He never got married till he was 44. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was a bone in his closet. He just really was a great guy. And he cared about his fellow men, which so many people don't. And he did a lot of things for his fellow men that he didn't necessarily get accolades for. Like today, so many people have to be patted on the back. Well, he did some things that were quiet. And, oh, I have stories. Fans have written to me many, many stories that he had really touched their lives in a great way. And I've talked to many of the men who served under him in the war. He was he ended up being a general, but he was a commander.
That's so impressive.
And, I mean, this man, he enlisted, so, you know, I mean, how great. And
you kept in touch.
Yes.
A lot.
Uh-huh, yeah. And all these men had such wonderful stories to say about him. I've never heard anything bad about him. Never.
You'd be hard-pressed if you looked at all the actors we've ever been lucky enough to watch in films. He's probably, if not the best, one of the best at playing both comedy and drama. He could do them both equally as well.
Yeah, but you know what? I like Cary Grant, too.
I was going to say Cary Grant, Jack Lemmon, and Jimmy Stewart would be the three
those
were the best.
Those would be the three, yes. They could
Although Jack Lemmon, all I can think of him is some Like It Hot with the dress. I can't get, because he actually looked like my aunt, which was kind of a slam to my aunt.
Oh, dear me. Yes,
that's
it would
not
be.
Good.
God rest her soul, Eleanor. Sorry.
Well, Tony Curtis wasn't the greatest either.
No, that's very true.
But Daphne really looked like my
aunt. A little bit. Carolyn Grimes is here. Zuzu, you know, from It's a Wonderful Life, appearing at the Hollywood Palm Cinema this Friday and Saturday. That's in Naperville, 630-428-5800 or HollywoodPalmCinema.com. And then at the Genesee Theater, two shows on Sunday. Zuzu.net, Zuzu.net has all your information. We'll come back and talk to Carolyn more. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. You said hell in front of Zuzu Bailey, Wendy.
She's an adult now.
I guess so, but still.
Every time Wendy says hell.
Right.
My ears actually burned when you said that.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it hurts. So
it's awful.
Sorry.
We apologize. Carolyn Grimes is here.
I'll go to confession this weekend.
Zuzu from It's a Wonderful Life. A little behind the scenes, I don't know if you're aware of this, Carolyn. Last year when we did this radio production of It's a Wonderful Life, everybody here at the station played a role, and we had one of the guys who works here at the station was going to play the role of Zuzu. And Wendy said, you know, Carolyn Grimes, who played Zuzu, is going to be in town that week, the week we're doing the play. We should ask her. And we all went, well, she'll never do it. She won't agree to this to work with us. Oh. And you did it, and it was one of the thrills of all of our lifetimes.
Oh, I had a blast. It was so much fun to watch, and you were a great George Bailey.
You were, Bill.
Thank you. That's very nice of you. Very nice of you. Let's talk about, there's a scene in the movie where they're dancing on the floor in the gym, and then a very, very bad kid decides he wants to mess with everybody, and he presses a button, and then the gym floor opens, and everybody falls in the pool.
You would have been that kid. I know
In real life, I would have been that kid.
Well, but George Bailey just took his girlfriend away from me. My gosh, right. He was getting even.
But that kid is somebody that we all know. I don't know if people realize it, but who was that kid?
That kid was Alfalfa from our gang.
Carl
really?
Schweitzer.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
Carl
didn't
Schweitzer.
Even know that.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, I have seen It's a Wonderful Life so many times. My kids have seen it like in bits and pieces, but this is the year, Maybe I should wait till next year. Next year's a special year.
Well,
huh?
Did you know that Ellen Corby was in the movie? Do you
from
remember
the
Ellen
from the Waltons?
From Grandma Walton. Yes, she's in the movie when there's a run on the bank. She's the little lady that comes up to the window and says, "Can I have $17.50?"
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
So I mean, it's just you know.
I would have given her the $17.50.
They bought the Waltons' farm for that $17.50.
Yeah, there
that's
you
how
go.
I got the money. Now there's a scene in the movie.
It appreciated in value,
big time.
There's a scene where George Bailey is going to jump, and then the angel Clarence, of course, stops him. And he's so nervous, and he's sweating profusely. And I just read the reason he's sweating
I love
is
this story.
Even though there's snow everywhere, it was sort of a warm
95 degrees.
95 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was shot on the back lot, by the way.
Was it really?
So all yes. fake snow and all the whole
everything
movie or
fake.
Just that scene was
that,
the 90 degrees?
Yeah. Oh, no, it was 95 degrees for almost the whole 3 months that they shot the film. It was one of those weird hot flash things that
yeah.
comes around once in a while. So it was very warm. So they had to do a lot of night shoots and to keep the shaved ice from, you know. and the soap, you know, was in the movie. Ivory soap flakes were that
oh,
and fomite made up the snowflakes. So you see a lot of this terrible soap suds all over their faces when George is pulling Clarence out of the water. I mean, they can't even hardly see it. There, it's soap suds are hanging all over.
I thought that was froth from the river.
No, that's soap suds.
Those are soap suds.
That's amazing.
The kid actors.
She needs to watch this movie.
I know.
We're
going to
sit down
and
watch
again
it again.
Here.
We'll see it again. The kid actors of later generations sometimes have a hard time adjusting to real life after they're done with movies or television. Was it a tough adjustment for you when you weren't a child actor anymore, Carolyn? Was it a tough move?
Oh, no.
No?
I don't think so at all. I discovered boys.
Oh?
And I like that a lot.
That could have an impact.
Oh,
I can
yeah.
see where that could have an impact. With your mom and dad, what was their idea? Like, once you were done with films, did they say, now, and at some point we're going to have regular life? What was that?
Oh, no. My mother got sick.
Oh, she did.
She started getting sick when I was 8. And she continued on down the road. And so you need a pushy stage mom, really, to get
sure.
you out there and everything. And when she wasn't there, I didn't have as many parts or wasn't, you know, so active. And so gradually, you know, my life became different. And then she died when I was 14. Mm. My father got killed when I was 15.
Good Lord.
So the court in Hollywood sent me to a little town in Missouri. There were 800 people in that town. And I used to listen to the top 10 on WGN in that town.
You did?
I did.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wait, can I ask, how did they decide? Did you have relatives there in Missouri? They
didn't went to live with my father's brother and his mean wife.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. It was a very interesting situation.
Oh. Now, did you miss it? Did you want to be
oh,
that?
At first, for the first year, I thought I died. I thought I had gone to hell. Mm. I really did. I just thought it was horrible. And then I began to realize the Midwest people. This was a town of 800 people. I'd gone to school with the kids. There were 900 kids in my high school class.
Yeah.
In this town, there were 36 kids in my high school class.
Jeez.
And they were, you know, farmers.
Yeah.
And I had to learn a whole different life. But these people were so genuine, so sincere. They knew I was in a terrible home situation. So the merchants, the teachers, I had real friends. I learned about real people.
Yeah.
There was no artificial. There was no superficial like there is in Hollywood. It was
right.
real. And I learned about love. And I thought, wow, this is something that I really don't want to leave.
Right.
So I ended up going to college, and I became a medical technologist.
You did. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Good
Never
for
went
you.
Back to Hollywood.
And stayed in the Midwest.
Yeah, for a while.
And then she got sick of us.
Yep, that's the.
Well,
happened.
I stayed there for a long time. I've been living in Seattle for 16 years.
Oh, all right.
So. But still not back to L.A.?
No.
I'd never live in L.A.
Here's a scenario. Let's say you're up one night and you're just flipping around the dial. TV's on. You don't know what you're going to come across. And all of a sudden the movie's on. It's a Wonderful Life. Are you captivated by it? Do you sit down and watch it? Or do you say, I've seen this 100 times. I know what's coming. I don't need to do this.
No, I don't watch it.
You don't watch it anymore?
Oh, I do watch it all year long.
Oh, you do?
For my appearances.
Oh, you do? Oh,
sure.
I guess.
I sit down and watch the movie with everybody. Yes, I do. But when I'm at home and I come across a movie that I've been in, there's only one that I really like to watch, and that's Albuquerque with Randolph Scott and Gabby Hayes.
Yeah.
I had a really cute part in that movie, and I liked that one. So, because I don't get to see it very often, but see, It's a Wonderful Life. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
I see The Bishop's Wife all the time. And
isn't that it with Cary Grant?
Yeah.
Isn't that a
great movie? If it's an obscure movie, then I probably would watch it, but not so much the ones I get to see all the time and have DVD of and so forth. So I like John Wayne, Rio Grande. I would watch that one.
That
I kind of
have
fun with that. Yeah.
What about The Godfather? You came across The Godfather. Because I can't
Zuzu
pass that.
Corleone.
I've never looked at horses in the same way since that movie.
Her name is Carolyn Grimes. That's her real name. We know her best as Zuzu, and It's a Wonderful Life. And you're going to be at Hollywood Palms Cinema this Friday and Saturday night. That's 352 South Route 59 in Naperville. Go to HollywoodPalmsCinema.com. And you can also go to your website, Zuzu.net. Mm-hmm. I want to know who took the Zuzu.com.
Who took Zuzu.com?
We don't know. Don't
I'm going to find that person and make them give it back to you.
I think it was your uncle's evil wife.
I think she had something to do with it. We tried to get that one, but didn't get it, so we had to go with Net. And that's been years ago because I've had that for a long time.
It still works. It totally does.
And then the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. When are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there Sunday.
Well, you're going to get a lot of hanging with people who just adore you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a blessing for me. I mean, I get a lot of love heading in my direction. So how can that not be wonderful?
It's the best. Yeah.
All the guests today have just been positive and uplifting. Gary Hoey, you know, gives till it hurts. Carolyn Grimes just loves people.
Right.
And she liked boys.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Oh, I did.
Not so much anymore.
Your husband, by the way, has a strange reaction to that. Every time you mention that, I'm watching your husband in the corner of the room just react strangely to that. Very, very peculiar.
But it's so nice in this first half of the show to have some positivity, really, with our guests today.
Absolutely.
Because
really
there's
is.
Just so much going on in this world. So what a great weekend to go see Carolyn Grimes and escape for a while and feel that holiday spirit.
And get the inspiration and love that comes from that wonderful film. There's so many messages of good. And you want to be careful. You don't want that blackbird flying in on your shoulder.
Yeah.
That's so true.
It won't get off my shoulder. And I think, it just left something on my shoulder.
Carolyn, so great to see you again. It really is. We hope to see you again soon. And thanks for being a part of one of the greatest films ever, It's a Wonderful Life.
Thank you for having me. I always enjoy coming down here. You guys are a hoot.
Oh, you're the best.
Thanks
All right,
so much.
A quick break, and then we'll find out what Steve has coming up next. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.